There was a lot of it. There was a small couch here and a coat rack here. What happened?
You saw a flying saucer.
Yeah, we did.
Take him away.
I can't very well find a thief unless I know what it is he's supposed to have been stealing.
Disappearing floor.
It's murder.
You're working on a murder case?
Oh, no. Industrial espionage. As a matter of fact, it could be more than industrial espionage. Professor Desmond is missing.
Who?
Professor Desmond is one of this nation's top scientists. He's the Wernher von Braun of electronics. He was working on a major project that had everybody all worked up into a frazzle.
Fantastic. What's he working on? Yeah, what is it?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Oh, it's nice to have been the inside of a new discovery.
It's not funny. Just think of how I feel. I've been trying to find out what happened to the professor and who's been stealing the secrets and the equipment, and Alpha Tech Corporation will not give me a thing to go on. For all I know, the professor has defected, or he's been abducted by the Chinese or the Russians or anybody else.
Come on, Dad, that only happens in movies like Casablanca.
Don't you believe it? When a new scientific discovery has military applications, the cutthroat tactics make James Bond look like Snoopy.
What exactly does this Alpha Tech Corporation expect you to do?
Well, I was hired to find Professor Desmond and to find out if he or someone else was responsible for the leaks in security at Alpha Tech. He disappeared weeks ago.
Do you have any leads at all?
Well, he was working on something called Project K, along with three other people that I have to check on. I need you boys to help me follow them.
That's it?
That's it. It may be day in, day out tedious. I don't know if it means anything, but one of the three has been taking trips away from his home at odd hours. I'm assigning you two to keep your eye on him. Nothing more. Just watch him. He may just be paying visits to a sick aunt out of town.
We'll find out either way. What's his name?
Sidney Tabor.
Close to him, he's gonna know we're on his tail.
But if we don't, we might lose him. Let's check with Dad and see what he's found out.
Dad?
I followed Evans to his house. I don't think he's our thief. How are you doing with Tabor?
Still moving.
passing through Crestwood.
If he's got equipment stolen from Alpha Tech in his truck, he could be dangerous.
It's kind of isolated out here. He's gonna spot us.
Well, take it easy.
Don't worry. Keep our eyes open.
I mean it now. He's no one to play with.
Hey, he's turning off.
Better get back to you, Dad.
Frank, I don't know, Joe. I was kind of hoping you didn't see what I see. Stop! Stop! It's coming right at us! Let's get out of here! You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Tabor's gone.
Forget about Tabor. Do you see that thing?
I wish I didn't. Come on, before it takes off.
Wait a minute. It might be safer if it does take off.
Come on, Joe!
Whatever it is, I got it right here.
Joe, are you sure the film wasn't overexposed or overdeveloped?
Frank, I've done this before.
I know, but then why didn't it come out?
I don't know. I checked the solutions, the temperature. Maybe it was radiation or something.
How are we going to prove to Dad what we saw?
You'll just have to tell him the truth.
Why me?
You're the oldest.
Well, I'm glad you boys are finished. You can add your notes to mine so Callie doesn't have to type up separate memos.
Where are they? We don't have any notes. Tell him, Frank.
Fenton, your coffee.
Thanks, Kurt.
Have you eaten?
No, I'm starved. I could eat a horse.
First the report, then the horse.
Fenton, they're growing boys.
And I'm a man of growing curiosity, Gert. Well?
We lost Tabor.
That's it?
Not exactly.
Dad, you really don't want to hear this.
Yeah, personally, I can't wait.
Me neither.
I'm all ears, boys.
Well, there was this old road. It had sort of swerves and dips in it. And I'm afraid I scratched up the van.
You scratched up the van? That's what this is about?
Well, it wasn't Frank's fault.
Dad, what would you say if I told you that we were run off the road by a disc, a flying disc?
I'd say that's the best story I heard since the F you got in volleyball was because your shorts were too tight.
They were.
But it's true. We were buzzed off the road by a UFO.
Unidentified flying object?
I think it's a polite way of saying they saw a flying saucer.
Oh, there is no polite way.
I knew it. Fenton, putting them under the pressure of your profession at their age was a mistake.
Hey, thanks for your monologue. We're here.
I'm sorry, Joe. That flying saucer bothers me. Something that's so far out left field. Hi, we're supposed to meet my father, Fenton Hardy, in the security office.
Building 46A.
Thank you.
Maybe the answer is here at Alpha Tech. Tabor must have seen the flying saucer, too.
I just hope so. At least that way we don't look like two space freaks.
Sure, I took that cutoff to outrun him. Not that I know anybody was following me.
Where'd you think we were?
Look, I deal with classified material every day, okay? Could have been anybody.
You ever been followed before?
Not on a lonely road, and not by a van, that's for sure.
And you didn't see anything other than the van?
Anything like what?
A UFO?
You're putting me on.
He's not. He's quite serious. We saw it.
You saw a flying saucer, both of you.
Yeah, we did.
Then your father has a bigger problem on his hands than Alpha Tech.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
What about one of the other stations at the coast?
No, not in that either.
All right, thank you.
No weather balloons, huh?
No meteors, no aurora borealis. Dad, Joe and I saw something.
Maybe that's what Project K's all about, flying saucers.
It could be.
I'll bet it has something to do with Alpha Tech.
Do you remember Project Blue Book?
Yes. The Air Force found no evidence to believe that flying saucers exist or were a conceivable development. It's getting late. You boys better hit the sack if you're going to pick up Tabor by 6.
You mean we're still on the case?
Of course you are. I'd hate to tell you how many times in my career I lost the suspect I was following and for what reasons.
Thanks, Dad.
Benton, was that the boys driving off in the van again?
Unless somebody just stole the thing right out of our own garage.
But Fenton, they're going right back into those woods again. It's after midnight.
I know. Took them a lot longer to make up their minds than I thought it would.
I think it was somewhere around here.
You don't have to remind me, I remember. Did you bring the camera?
Yeah, complete with fast film.
Good. There are no signs of jet exhaust. I don't see any landing gear marks.
Just trees.
Shh. Sir? Sir, we just want to talk to you. Listen, flesh and blood doesn't just disappear.
Sometimes it does. I suppose you're going to want to go in there.
We've come this far.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
There's no welcome, Matt.
Why do I have the feeling that wasn't an oversight?
Hello? Is anybody home? Sir? We know you're here.
Maybe he didn't come in here.
Sure he did. Come on.
Empty. Wouldn't exactly call this place empty. Makes the Taj Mahal look like a redevelopment project.
Well, he's not here. I'm gonna look around.
Greg.
What is it? What's wrong?
You gotta see it to believe it.
Okay, show me.
Get a load of this.
What is it?
The walls and the bed. They're all growing.
Now, what's this all about?
I don't know. Let's just get out of here.
No. We're not going to go till we find out what's going on. Let's keep looking. Come on. Let's see what's in this room.
This is impossible. Now, do you believe me? Frank, we're on the second floor.
I don't believe it. This is crazy. It's like a funhouse.
Not for me. I'm getting out of here.
Wait a minute. Where's your curiosity? Come on. Let's try this door.
Curiosity. Curiosity killed the cat, if you recall. Where are you?
Joe!
Hang on.
I'd appreciate if you do the same.
I got you.
I don't get it. What's this floor made of?
Frank, there's nothing there.
You're telling me. Come on.
Like saucers, freaking rooms, disparate floors. What's going on, Frank?
I think it's connected with AlphaTech. Dad's gonna have to see this to believe it.
Well, at least we know a house can't fly away like a UFO.
Right now, I wouldn't bet on it. Come on.
See any more flying saucers?
Not exactly.
I thought not. If you're going in to talk to your father, he's at AlphaTech, where you should have been an hour ago.
Uh-oh.
Bye, Aunt Gertrude.
Bye, Aunt Gertrude.
Bye.
What section are we on?
Yellow.
Blue. Oh, blue or yellow, whatever. Dr. Craddock's office has got to be around here someplace.
Well, why don't you go that way, and I'll go this way, and whatever, we'll meet back here in a couple minutes. One of us will find it.
Okay.
So what you're saying is the results of your investigation are negative.
Mostly negative, yes, Dr. Craddock. And they're not going to get very much more positive until I find out what Project K is all about.
I don't see where that affects you at all. I mean, if you can't handle the job without knowing the details of Project K...
I can't very well find a thief unless I know what it is he's supposed to have been stealing.
Hi.
Hi, I'm looking for Dr. Craddock's office.
I'm afraid you've got the wrong corridor, almost the wrong building.
Well, is it far?
Not by cart. Hop aboard.
Oh, great. Thank you. I'm Frank, Frank Hardy.
I'm Marcia Collins.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Dr. Craddock's office is not too far from my lab. As a matter of fact, I told her I'd drop by some test results this morning.
Tests?
Biochemical unit substitution, DNA transference.
That's very interesting.
It fulfills my fellowship requirement. What field of research are you in?
Detection.
Mr. Hodges, is there any market for this equipment outside the scientific community?
Well, there could be, but I don't think so.
By market, I mean maybe something like espionage or a defector.
Espionage? Defectors? Who said anything about defectors?
Dr. Robert Desmond was head of your mysterious Project K. Now, this is all circumstantial, but the fact is that all of the missing documents and pilferage have been reported since Dr. Desmond disappeared from Vienna 4 months ago.
No one has suggested he defected. No one.
Janice, Dr. Craddock was the professor's protege.
Well, I'm sorry, but the implication is there.
Yes, but there's no proof.
Mr. Hardy, Professor Desmond has one of the finest minds I've ever known. Inventive, original, and meticulous.
And what about loyal?
All right, hold it there a moment. Your passes, please.
I was taking him to Dr. Craddock's office.
This is for the public areas only.
I'm sorry, I'm supposed to meet my father.
Corbin, corridor 3, check a name for me.
What's the name?
Frank Hardy.
You're speculating. We'd rather you dealt in fact.
Well, now, how can I deal in fact
when... you do not need to know the details of Project K. Yes? Security wants to know how many sons you have.
Just 2.
Yes, Captain, you have them all.
Then you take full responsibility of the boys, Mr. Hardy?
I always have.
Make sure you keep an eye on them.
I will.
I'm sorry we're late.
You must be Mr. Hardy. I'm Marcia Collins.
It's a pleasure, Miss Collins.
Marcia's one of our fellowship researchers here. Now, if you gentlemen will excuse us, we have some work to do.
Of course.
Hope to see you again.
Bye. Listen, Tabor rolled in over an hour ago. I was expecting you guys to be right behind him.
Dad, we found something a lot more important.
Another flying saucer.
No, you're going to have to see this to believe it.
Pretty long way from the road, even as the saucer flies.
Well, we weren't actually following the UFO, Dad. It was this old man. We figured maybe he saw it, too. And if he did, we'd have ourselves a witness, right? We went up to talk to him, and he ran. That's when we stumbled upon the old house.
An old man? How old?
60, 65. I caught a shot of him, if it comes out.
Well, why wouldn't it?
Because the pictures Joe took of the saucer didn't come out.
I'll want to see the prints either way. Let's go take a look. Antique furniture, you said?
There was a lot of it. There was a small couch here and a coat rack here. What happened here?
Huh?
Let's look upstairs.
I can sure tell you boys have been here. Frank, Joe. I'd recognize those sneaker tracks anywhere.
Dad? Wait, this isn't the right door. This isn't the bedroom.
Wait a minute. Maybe you'd better tell me what I'm going to be walking into first.
Dad, if you thought we were seeing things when we told you about the flying saucer...
Just don't walk into any bedroom too fast.
Wait, come this way. Right through this floor.
This floor?
Well, it was here, but it wasn't here. If Joe hadn't helped me...
Well, maybe where you fell was over here. Was it here?
I don't understand it. This room was full of furniture.
The second time.
What do you mean by the second time?
Well, first time we came in here, there...
You really want to tell him about that?
Tell him about what?
All right, I'll meet you boys back at our house after I've checked into a few things. We'll go over this step by step. Maybe I can come up with some answers.
I sure hope so.
Dad, we weren't imagining things.
Like I said, I'll come up with some answers.
Joe, do you remember leaving the back of the van open?
Uh-uh. Maybe I did when I took the bikes out.
We would have noticed it while we were driving.
There was nothing in the Brown County either. But they are all three involved with AlphaTech. They must know something.
Let's get out of here.
Frank, look out!
You all right?
Yeah.
You sure?
This time?
Fog, just like the other ones.
Oh, not one shot of the old man at all.
No. Did you find out who was the owner of that license plate?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a diplomatic number. One of the embassies.
Frank, that guy we heard in the van had a Russian accent.
Yeah, at least we have something concrete to tell Dad.
Oh, I'm afraid someone's beat you to it. The people from AlphaTech are in there with him now.
Dad's here?
Those people followed him in, and they look pretty grim, too.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hardy, but your report contains too many absurdities. And since you don't refute Mr. Tabor's statement, you leave us no choice.
Well, I'm sorry, too. I like to finish what I start.
Well, I think what he's really saying is that it would be embarrassing to take a report of UFOs back to the board of directors.
Please, Janice. Mr. Hardy knew the restrictions that the board imposed on this investigation from the very beginning. We do have a corporate image to protect, you know.
Dr. Craddock doesn't seem to take my report too seriously.
Well, as a scientist, I like to think I keep an open mind. However, I do have to get back to the lab.
Yes. There doesn't seem to be any point in continuing this discussion any further.
Mr. Hodges, let me ask you something. Could anything that my boys encountered have been connected with AlphaTech's project?
Hardly. Good day, sir. Janice?
I'm sorry, Mr. Hardy.
Well, I don't know if I understand why, but that is that.
They fired you?
Yes.
Why?
Because Sidney Tabor told them we were asking a lot of questions about seeing flying saucers.
No, that's not it, because your father put that in his report.
You did?
Well, if I don't trust your powers of observation, who do I trust?
Well, it makes me feel a little better. But I still don't feel right not getting to the bottom of it all.
I guess you won't need these. They're fogged again anyway.
Yeah, but they have a license plate, and they have one heck of a story.
Well, I haven't heard one of your stories yet that wasn't at least interesting.
Sooner or later.
Frank? If you like dancing dolls, I have several boxes at home in the attic.
Not like this one.
What's so special about this one?
I think this is what those Russians were after.
A doll? Come on, Frank.
I'm not talking about dolls, Joe. I'm talking about holograms.
Holly who?
Holograms. You use light to project a three-dimensional image.
Light and lasers. With a good laser hologram, you can walk completely around it, and you'd swear it was a genuine article.
I get it, like the 3D glasses they give you at the movies.
You won't need glasses when they learn to project movies with a holographic system.
No, but you will need a special camera to photograph one. Here, look at these.
It's a fogged film. What about it?
Look again, you'll see your flying saucer.
I don't see anything.
It's just a lot of spots. It's the film's still fogged, Frank. We're the ones who are foggy. Does that look familiar?
Illustration of a film negative reaction to a hologram image.
That's exactly what Joe's film shows.
You mean to tell me that flying saucer you saw was a hologram?
It was moving. It was coming right at us. In three dimensions, with no visible laser projection. Think about it, Joe. The military potential is enormous. Well, if they could create a saucer, they could create a tank, or 1,000 tanks, men, planes, whatever, once they perfect the system.
Now the question is, who's they?
We can eliminate the Russians. They wouldn't be working here.
Project K?
We'll find out the answer to that when we find out who's using that old house as a laboratory. You mean the rooms and the wolves and the flying saucer, none of it was real? The old man, he was real.
Easy. Now all you two have to do is prove it.
No. Now all we three have to do is prove it. Dad? Dad, wake up.
What is it?
We've got it.
You got what?
Holographs.
Hollow. Hello.
No, not hello. Holograms. Three-dimensional images.
Holograms. Three-dimensional images. What?
He's waking up.
I'm awake. What is it?
There's only one thing that can explain the kind of images that we've seen. It's something so real that it makes you duck. It makes you gasp. It's that scary.
And that is what?
A hologram.
I don't think that science has developed to that point yet.
But what if it is? We're talking about laboratories. We're talking about the frontier. We're talking the threshold of science. Our best scientists.
Desmond.
Right.
And if it has developed to that point, what a tremendous weapon in the hands of an enemy. That could be why Desmond defected. If he defected.
Dad, why would they fire you at Alpha Tech?
You know why.
But if we tripped across what Project K was all about, why fire you?
I see what you mean. At that point, all they'd have to do is call me in and say, okay, so you know what we're working on. The last thing they'd do is let me get away.
Right. But for some reason, they wanted to put up a smoke screen. Hire you to find somebody as a front, to pacify somebody else. But the minute you started to really catch on, they dumped you.
What you're saying is that someone who's on the inside at Alpha Tech is involved in the professor's disappearance.
It's the only thing that makes any sense. Dad, if I may suggest, go to Alpha Tech. Confront them with the facts.
No, I think I'll find the answer in Washington. If I go to Alpha Tech, whoever's on the inside there will prevent them from listening to me. I'll go to the Pentagon. I'll tell them I know what Project K is about, and I'll watch their reaction.
And you know, if we're right, there's one other possibility that occurs to me.
What's that?
If someone inside Alpha Tech is a traitor, then Professor Desmond, with his discovery, could be in a great deal of danger wherever he is.
Unless he is involved in the conspiracy.
Well, when are you going to go to Washington?
Right away. Hand me the phone, Kelly. While I'm gone, you boys stay out of trouble, huh?
Well, I guess I'll better go home.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye-bye. Bye. See you tomorrow, guys.
Good night, Kelly.
Hello, this is Fenton Hardy, guys. Reservation for the next flight to Washington, D.C.
What are we going to do while Dad's in Washington? You heard him. We wait. We wait.
Well, whatever gets me there fastest.
I suppose there are a few loose ends that we could look into. For instance. Well, for instance, who owns the house with all the funny accessories? Hall of Records. Right. Right.
Number 6. Last volume of the corporate registry.
Oh, Callie, you're the greatest.
Are you aware of the fee for this kind of title search?
Put it on our bill.
Let's see. Three blind holding companies, Beauregard Investment, all the way to,
Mason Equity.
Mason Equity.
You know, someone went to a lot of trouble to cover their ownership of that old house. Mason Equity. Wayne Zeigler, chief executive officer.
Zeigler, who else?
Eric Bauer, Steve Barham.
Barham.
Marcia Desmond Collins.
What's that last name?
Collins.
Desmond. Marcia Desmond Collins.
Yeah, Desmond. Same name as the missing professor. Might be a close relative.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, it's just a girl that works at Alpha Tech.
Cute girl.
What it comes down to is you're part owner of that land out there.
And the house.
Grandfather never told me. Aunt Jan never said anything either.
Who's Aunt Jan?
Dr. Craddock. Since Grandfather disappeared, she's been handling his affairs. Unless the house was mentioned when we went over his assets, didn't make any impression. That's gotta be it. It was just after he disappeared.
Hey.
It's okay. Listen, Aunt Jan ought to be home by now. I'm sure she can clear this up.
Do you think she'll talk to us?
She'll talk to me. I'm family. My aunt may be out. It looks like no one's home.
Marcia, who's the man in this picture?
My grandfather. Why?
He's the man Frank and I saw in the forest.
I'll see if my aunt's asleep.
Tell Callie to call the police. Hold it!
Now, just a minute, young man. I am an attaché with the Russian embassy.
You're also breaking and entering. Well?
All we can do is drive them back to New York.
Blazevich and Grigori, Russian diplomatic corps, complete with immunity.
They didn't say what they were looking for?
We'll stick the State Department people on them. Maybe they'll get some answers. I doubt it, though. Probably just a diplomatic recall.
Thanks, boys. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
What they were looking for was your grandfather.
But my grandfather disappeared in Vienna. Some thought he defected to the East.
Even Mr. Hardy.
But he didn't.
Are you sure?
We can't be sure of anything about that old place, at least not yet. Maybe in a couple of hours. Come on, Joe.
I'm going with you.
Marcia, I think it's better you stay here and talk to Dr. Craddock. We need to find out all we can about that old place.
Be careful, Frank. All of you.
Dad's gotta be there. Really is what we found out.
He called from Washington about an hour ago.
Look, Aunt Gertrude, we're going out to that house.
What?
The old man we saw at the house is Professor Desmond. Tell Dad. Callie will be manning the CB. We're on our way.
Okay. Now all you gotta do is honk the horn. That'll let us know Dad's on the line.
We'll come running.
What if I see your flying saucer? Two honks?
Yeah, normally I think that was funny, but not here. You see that UFO, make it two loud honks.
The three for Marcia's grandfather.
There's another way in.
How do you know?
Desmond couldn't have made it to the house ahead of us. Not the way we were moving.
He could always have taken the flying you-know-what.
I don't think so. Right here on the ground somewhere. We're talking about an elderly man and one who wasn't really into athletics.
Make it a lot easier if we knew what we were looking for.
Something like that.
What is it?
Looks like the lid to an old well or cistern.
Well, just be thankful it's not flying.
welcome to Transylvania. Frank, do you hear something?
Are the laser projectors in the columns overheating?
No, sir, and no sign of image breakups.
Good. Because if we really, truly solve this problem, we could project a massive hologram that lasts for days without disintegrating.
With refinement, put a whole phantom army on the field.
I did not develop a system for the military. It's for people. To make the world more beautiful.
Holograms.
Hold on, Callie. I'm patching Fenton through.
Mr. Hardy, are you back from Washington?
No. Where are the boys?
They're in the house.
Look, get them out of there, Callie. Call the police, Callie. The boys are in terrible danger.
Right away. Breaker, breaker. Channel 9, I have a 1017. Breaker. Over.
The laser projectors must be in the columns that are all
looking
around the house.
Looking solid as light and in three dimensions.
Everything we saw. You could have done it all at Alpha Tech. Why here?
Don't be naive. Then everyone would have known. There'll be millions available to the person who controls Professor Desmond's process.
And you don't have any intention of giving that money to the Foundation.
Marsha was right. You are a very bright boy. Take them away.
Don't let them get to the professor!
Hear what you said about Desmond? Bet they're holding him against his will.
Come on, we gotta get him out.
Frank? Joe?
Tally?
Frank, where are you?
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Are you ready?
Anytime you are.
Frank, Joe, where'd you come from?
We'll explain later.
Hey, where'd the police come from?
Your dad told me to call.
Let's get Professor Desmond.
Right. Yeah.
They must be down the stairs. Come on. Hold! You're under arrest.
We have to leave Professor Desmond now.
Why?
Our security has been breached.
By whom?
Agent of the competition, foreign powers. Hurry, please, let's go.
Dr. Craddock?
You've interfered with one of the most important scientific experiments the world has ever known.
Dr. Craddock, where's the professor?
You do not understand the sacrifice and work that went into this project.
We don't have time for this, Dr. Craddock.
I will not allow any further intrusions. But I want you to understand. I know that my motivations are going to sound strange to you. But I want you to understand them. I know that my motivations are going to sound strange to you. But I want you to understand them. You must under...
I see.
You won't in a minute.
Stand them. That this confession is very hard for me. You must understand.
Hey, she could be halfway out of here by now.
With the professor. Come on, let's go.
Nice talking to you.
I'm not even sure where to begin.
181, clear.
Please, hurry, Professor.
But I don't understand.
Its potential for both peaceful and...
Ma'am?
...military use is staggering, frightening.
Professor Desmond!
Safety!
Professor Desmond? She lied to you.
Her concern isn't for you.
Confession is very hard for me, and I'm not even sure where to begin.
She's confessing. Get this down, will you?
Holograms is a laser science that has been worked on in top secret for the past 20 years. Now, its potential for both peaceful and military use is staggering, frightening. Now, when I realized the breakthrough that Professor Desmond had made...
She's only interested in stealing your creation.
The past 4 months, Alpha Tech hasn't even known where you were. They're under the impression that you defected.
Janus, Vienna, all this... You said it was to protect me from foreign agents.
You're such a fool, Professor. You would have given it all away when it could have been worth millions.
Let's go, Miss Craddock.
And when I realized the breakthrough that Professor Desmond had made...
Ma'am, it would really help a little bit if you would just slow down.
I had to keep this discovery out of the hands of foreign agents, spies... who might have been working even at Alpha Tech.
You see, Professor, she's the one you should have been protected from.
I had to keep this discovery out of the hands of foreign agents.
Are you getting all this?
To whom this advanced work would be worth a fortune. Now, this is the reason I arranged for Professor Desmond to disappear.
It's fantastic. It's almost as fantastic as Dr. Craddock's image. You know, my boys told me that it reacted to them.
Carefully planned. Voice activated. I was a fool to believe that they kept me cooped up in that old house for security reasons.
And Janus Craddock stood to make millions if she'd brought it off.
And all that time, she let everyone suspect you had defected.
You know, it's a good thing Frank and Joe stumbled onto Blazevich and Grigori, where it might have happened whether the professor wanted to go or not.
Thanks, boys.
It's just luck.
Oh, don't be so modest, Joe.
Joe, your brother tells me you're very interested in science.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am. I've got a lab downstairs. Well, it's probably nothing compared to what you're used to. Would you like to see it?
I'd love to.
Come on.
You know, I'm glad Joe's found someone to share his interests.
I am, too.